Hello, I'm Paul. I'm Paul O'Mahony and I'm Irish and I live in Cork in Ireland. And I'm making this introduction to myself, especially for Audio Mo. That's a group activity on the platform of podcasters during the month of June. And this introduction is to give people who never met me or who have met me before a bit of an idea about who I am. And it's being made in a car, and that's one of the things about me. I make a lot of audios in a car. I've made, I think it's 2,700 and something podcasts using the Audioboo platform to share them on, and I've made an awful lot of those in the car. And there's some things about me that I would like people to know, and these are what they are, they're just in the order in which they come out, really. I haven't got notes in front of me. In fact, I'm driving the car, hands-free, and I'm trying to think off the top of my head, what would somebody like to know about me? Well, look, first of all, I'm a boy. I was born the eldest son. I am the eldest son of parents who I grew up in a place called Limerick in Ireland, and I have three brothers and two sisters, and thankfully they're all alive. My dad is dead now. He died in 1979 at the age of 81. My dad was a bookseller, and he grew up in the shop that he came to own. He was born in 1898. So I suppose that means that there's at least some longevity genes in the family, because he didn't die until 1979, and he died at the age of 81. My mother talked a lot. My mother talks a lot. She's still alive, and she's in a nursing home in Limerick. And all my life as a child, I was tutored by my mother to be able to speak. She would have argued, as they say, the hind legs off a donkey. But she never gave up on an argument, never walked away, always hung in there. And to this day, I suppose, it's a feature of me that I will continue for a long time in a conversation, and I very seldom walk away from them. So as the eldest son, I had to deal with the arrival of brothers and sisters, so some of you will understand what that's like. I have three children. Two are grown up now. One lives in Brazil, the other lives in the UK, and the other is a little girl, and she's 8, going on 9, and she's known as O'Mahony Spot. That's right. She's had three changes of her name over the years on Audioboo. She began as O'Mahony Dot. She became... Oh, I'm getting myself confused now. I can't even remember her names. Okay, there we go. So that's what I'm like. I do forget things, and then they come back to me out of the blue. I have a job. Oh yeah, I'm married. I've been married twice. And one of my best achievements in my entire life was to be still friends with my first wife. That was a great achievement. And I, you know, if you're marking up your gravestone, I would put it up there as one of the things that I achieved in life. And like everything else, you know, like everything that's worth achieving, it requires work to achieve that kind of a result. So, and the work wasn't all done by me. So that was a great, that's a great thing about me. I value that kind of thing. So what have I told you? I talk a lot, yes. I'm an extrovert. I do. In contrast, I find out what I think and what I'm like in my interactions with other people. I put myself out there and I meet myself bouncing back at myself, and I tweak myself according as what I hear. I often speak without knowing what I'm going to say. I'm an audio person. I was a radio person as a kid. It was a program on Irish radio called The Kennedys of Castle Ross. One of my earliest memories. It was a serial. So radio serials meant a lot to me. I'm very much a serial kind of person. A whole series of audio boos about something, or a whole series of conversations about something, appeal to me a lot. I can get stuck into it. I like stories. I'm very, very keen on stories. I was big into radio programs in the UK when I was living in Ireland. I used to listen to the radio from the UK. I go back to a program called Two Way Family Favourites. I go back to Mrs. Dale's Diary. I go back to The Archers. You know, these are childhood memories. And in fact, The Archers lasted a lot longer than my childhood, I have to say. Or in fact, The Archers probably began a bit later in my life than childhood. But yes, so I have had a dog. His name was Rocky, and that's a tragedy. And I don't want to share too much about the story about that, except that I've grown up with animals. We had a dog called Simon, a boxer, when I was very young. And we had some other dogs. We also had cats. At one stage I had a lizard, and I had a tortoise, and we've had a few budgies or canaries. I can't tell you the difference between them, you know, and a few fish. Yeah, fish. But I've never had butterflies, and I recently, by listening to Jana, who's JN2N on Audioboo, I realized how much having butterflies has been missing in my life. I'm very political, very, very strong views. I have very strong views, not about party politics really, but about what's right, what's wrong, what I'm in, whose side I'm on in the struggle between good and evil, the struggle between, the struggle to mean something. My biggest interest in life is to make it better for people after me. And that's been, that form of words has come about after I've been doing that for all my life. I've been striving to do that. So I didn't begin life thinking that's what my mission in life is. I just started doing things and then found words to wrap around them later on. I wasn't always a poet. In fact, I used to look down my nose and at poetry and despise poets. I kind of thought they were farting around, crawling up their own arse. I had no time for poetry until comparatively recently, in the 1990s, I became a poet. So I had a good long period. So I'm a kind of Paul on his road to Damascus kind of guy, really. I think there have been others in history who have actually done terrible things, like said awful things about things and done awful things, and then come around and, changed. So I am a living embodiment of change. I love women. I particularly like women. I like women. They fascinate me. They're different from me. I know a lot about men. They're much more familiar to me. But women have that kind of exotic difference, that je ne sais quoi kind of. I just love the company of women, the conversation of women, the style of women. And they drive me mad, of course. They drive me mad. But I wouldn't have a world without women. And I wouldn't have a conference without women being equally represented on the platform. I wouldn't have a parliament without women being equally powerful in it and having 50% of the votes. I have strong views about women and strong preferences as well. I love good weather. But I do think that the most important thing is to have the right clothing. There isn't any such thing as bad weather, but I do love good weather. A cook, yeah, I'm a big into food, big into food. At one stage I was a trace arrogant enough to think, oh, I could open a restaurant myself. I think I'd be a good front of house guy, really, and I could cover in emergencies in the kitchen. Although if I started in the kitchen, I'd never leave it because I love messing around with food. Musically, I'm a complete obsessive when it comes to opera, but I'm a bit jaded in that respect because it's years since I used to go to opera an awful lot. Like when I was once a bus conductor in London, that's another story. I used to go to opera twice or three times a week when I was some weeks when I was on what we used to call early turn shift. So I'm big into that. I own a business, a branding company called Change Agents Branding. That's another story. But I work with a wonderful, wonderful guy called Jonathan Am, and he comes from Joburg in South Africa. I love designers. I love people who can design things. I can't draw. I can't paint pictures, although I'm going on a painting course in August. What else? I'd like to be better at laughing. Yeah, I do a certain amount of laughing. I have a vicious sense of humour. I'm not sure whether that means that it's crap or... but I do definitely have a sense of humour, although you'll never hear me cracking a joke. If my memory was better, I'd ream off the 300 and something people that I follow on Audioboo. I follow 300 and something people on Audioboo. I think probably I listen to about 25 people's audio fairly often. Okay. I think, what else can I say? I promise I might do something other than poetry during the month of June, but it's always possible that that's a kind of movable promise. Some promises are fixed, some promises are movable. Above all, I'm a relationship person. I'd actually quite like to, you know, get some new people to come into my life and enrich me during this month of June. And Armander is quite a character, isn't he? He really does it in a way that is distinct, and there's nobody like him. And that's why I like him so much. He's quite unlike anybody I've ever met in my life. Okay, thanks very much, Ernie. Thanks very much to all of you too. This is Paul Hugh O'Mahony. In Cork in Ireland, saying cheerio for now on day 3 of Audio Mo.